We're reading Philemon. We began this last Sunday. I'd like to read the first half of verse 1. This is the greeting from Paul. And so our text today says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. So last Sunday, we talked a little bit about the background or an introduction to Philemon. This is the shortest epistle. This is the shortest letter that Paul wrote. Some of Paul's letters are long. Some of them are short. This is the shortest one, and many have nicknamed this a postcard from Paul. Just a short, brief, almost like a Christmas greeting that we receive sometimes, or a birthday greeting, the same thing. It's just a very short postcard that Paul wrote. And Paul wrote this to a believer in the city of Colossae. He wrote it from prison. He wrote it to a believer, to a brother in Christ, to a co-worker in Christ, to a worker, to a minister in that church whose name was Philemon. And when we talk about Paul, we don't need an introduction. It's a popular name even today amongst us. We name many of our children Paul. We've spoken about Paul many times. When we studied Romans, when we studied Ephesians, I've made mention of Paul many times. We've spent some detailed time looking at the biography of Paul. But over the Christmas holiday, as we discuss the meanings of names and the significance of names, today I'd like us to stop and think about what Paul means in Greek. And for those of you that are taking notes and have a pencil or a pen, I'd like you to put a little dot on your piece of paper right now or in your notebook. Just one little dot. In the Greek language, Paul means dot. It means a speck of dust. It means something very, very small, insignificant, unimportant. It means something expendable. When we talk about expendable, we mean something that maybe is useful today and then tomorrow is no longer useful. When God created Adam and Eve, and when they sinned, he said, you were created out of the speck of the earth, out of the dust of the earth. Out of nothing, God created something. God spoke everything into existence. And Paul, that's the way he saw himself. Interesting that he would have a name that reflected his attitude about himself, about his self-evaluation. When we think of Paul, we think of him as perhaps the greatest apostle. I think all of the apostles were great, each one of them in their own right. Certainly, Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, much of the teaching of Christianity, practically all the teaching about the church and the structure of the church and the doctrines of the church, most of what we know about the deity of Jesus Christ, about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote all of this to us. Perhaps the greatest Christian writer. But that's the way we evaluate him. Paul saw himself as nothing, as a dot, as a speck of dust that's here today and gone tomorrow. His self-evaluation, his self-esteem was that he belongs to God. In most of Paul's introductions, when he writes to the different epistles, Paul introduces himself as Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ. The reason Paul would do this is that in many churches, in many cities, in many places, people doubted his authority, his apostleship, his calling from Jesus Christ. Especially to the church at Galatia, especially to the church in Corinth. They absolutely rejected Paul and said, Paul, you're nothing. They called him by his name. And they would not receive him. And so Paul would introduce himself as the apostle that was called, and in Galatians this is not by man, but by God himself. Paul understood that he had been called by God. When Jesus Christ appears to Paul on the road to Damascus, and later on to Ananias, when Ananias is called to go and pray and bless Paul, God tells Ananias, Paul is my chosen vessel. He is my elected vessel. I voted for him. I chose him. I selected him for ministry. And so to the churches that needed this authority, Paul introduces himself as Paul the Apostle. But this is a personal postcard that Paul is writing to his friend, to his brother, to the person he led to the Lord. And Paul doesn't need to talk to Philemon about his apostleship. He's talking to him as to a beloved friend. In fact, he calls Philemon later on here. He calls him my beloved friend and fellow laborer. The second thing we see here is that Paul refers to himself as the prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's not a new term. We studied this term in chapter 3 of Ephesians when we were Ephesians. Paul did not consider himself to be a victim of his circumstance. He did not consider that he was betrayed by the Jews and arrested. He does not consider that everything he experienced in his life, beatings and hardships and denial and even being stoned in Lystra. Remember, they stoned him in that city and they took him outside the city and left him there thinking he was dead. He didn't consider himself to be a victim. He belonged to Jesus Christ, and if he was in jail today, and if he had a chain on his hand, he considered that to be the will of God in his life. You say, yes, Paul, but the Romans arrested you. The Jews arrested you. Well, Paul had a higher vision of who his Lord and Master and Savior is. And so he knows that he belongs to his Lord. And so he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, a voluntary. Secondly, I'd like to bring our attention in this text that Paul mentions Timothy. This is Paul and Timothy. And if you just look at this very casually, you would think that Timothy helped Paul write this postcard. But that's not what happened. Paul wrote this postcard. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write this letter. But Paul's in jail, and interestingly, he says, and Timothy is here with me. In one of the epistles to Timothy, Paul writes, do not be ashamed of me. Remember? Maybe at some point in his life, Timothy was maybe afraid to identify himself with Paul. Because if he went and he visited Paul, they would say, you are also of the way. Remember in Acts, they called the Christians followers of the way. To identify with Christians, to identify with the Apostle Paul, was to identify with death. But remember what Paul writes. He says, I am crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but it is Christ who lives in and through me. At this point in Timothy's life, he was no longer ashamed of identifying himself with Paul. He's there. He's visiting Paul in his jail. And Paul has just finished writing the letter to the Colossians. And he and Tychicus are going to carry it to that church. And so Paul says, Timothy is here with me. Timothy, our brother. Paul also is not ashamed of Timothy, whatever may have happened in the past. Paul calls Timothy my son in the faith, my son in the Lord. Paul was twice as old as Timothy. Paul was in his middle 60s at this point in his life. Timothy was in his middle 30s. We don't know specifically when Timothy accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. But we read in Acts that his mother and his grandmother came to faith in Lystra when Paul came preaching in that city. We read that they taught Timothy the Scriptures. They taught him to love the Scripture. They taught him the Scripture, and Paul knew that Scripture. And one day in the life of Timothy, he came face to face with Jesus, and he came to faith. And he began to hang around Paul, and he became a co-laborer with Paul. And as he grew in the faith, and as he began to minister, he became a pastor. There were many men that turned away and deserted Paul, but not Timothy. Timothy's there. Later on, Paul says to Timothy, he says, I'm ready, I have kept the faith, I have fought the good fight. I am ready to go meet my Lord. And Paul gives the ministry to Timothy. He trusts Timothy. He is confident that Timothy will pick up the baton as in a race, and he will carry it forward to the next generation. Paul writes to Timothy, what you heard from me, pass it on to other men, faithful men, Men that are like you. Men that you can trust. And they in turn will turn it over to the next generation. And my question to you today is, are you like Paul? Do you have a Timothy in your life? Have you led somebody to Jesus Christ? Have you taught them? Have you spent time with them? Have you nurtured them? Have you brought them up in the Lord so that you can trust them with your ministry if you would die today or if God would call you to a different ministry? Can you leave your ministry in the hands of somebody that will carry it on? Is it a brother you can trust? Is it somebody that will be there when you are being persecuted and are in jail for the name of Jesus Christ? Are you like Paul? Are you like Timothy? That's my prayer for you today. God willing, next time we'll look at the other half of this verse and see who Paul writes this postcard to. He writes it to a man named Philemon. And if you want to do some homework this weekend, get a Greek dictionary and figure out what the word Philemon means. It's very, very, very interesting. But you got to wait till next Sunday for that. May God bless his word. Amen.